In 73, Lyndon Johnson dies. Do you remember the last conversation you had with him?
Yeah. I had been sworn in early January of 1973. I'd had a nice conversation with him before going to Washington to be sworn in. In any event, I can't remember if he called me or I called him after I was in the office about a week or 10 days before he died. We had gone down there after the election just to see him and talk about the committee assignments that I was hoping to get, et cetera, et cetera. And he had started smoking again. He was popping nitroglycerin pills, smoking and eating badly and things like that. So his health was not all that good. He called me about a week or 10 days before and he said, "Now, you're on the Interior Committee, right?" And I said, "Yeah, that's one of the committees." He said, "I want you to do this, and I want you to do that, and look after the Lady Bird Park and the Wildflower Foundation and this and that and the other thing." And I said, "Yeah, I'll certainly do that." That was the last conversation I had with him. And so I understand he was making other calls to other people, not in Congress. I was the only one from the team elected, sort of cleaning up his list of to-dos. So that was it.
Were you conscious of those as you served his to-dos to try to come through for him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he didn't have that many to-dos, but yes. The Wildflower Foundation was Lady Bird's creation and the park and all that. It was a very natural thing to try to help those.
We should point out that you served on several committees during your 14 years, including the Armed Services.
The first term I served on Armed Services as the major committee and Interior as the minor committee, and I was an assistant whip of the House.
You were in Ways and Means Committee?
In the second term through the end, I was on Ways and Means Committee. And the Trade Subcommittee, where I was ranking Democrat and chairman of the Medicare Subcommittee.
And you won a seat on the Budget Committee. Tell us about winning. How does that work?
Well, the majority party has the chairmanships. So in the Democratic caucus, whoever they elect as chairman are the ones who will be the chairman. So I decided to run. Maybe it was after the 80 election, was it? Yeah, it was after the 80 election. And I decided to run for budget chairman. David Obey, who later became appropriations chairman, was there. And Paul Simon, who later became a very distinguished senator from Illinois. So the three of us were running. The interesting thing is I was always on the conservative side of the Democratic Party on economic policy. And they were on the liberal side on economic and all social policy, too. I had co-authored the bill that became the 1978 Tax Act and had done that against Jimmy Carter's tax proposal. So it was a bit controversial that a Democrat would undercut the president on his own tax proposal. But the Democrats liked the proposal so much and many of them ran on it. So by 80, I had attracted a lot of Democratic caucus votes that would not have been there if I hadn't made that challenge, basically. So on the first ballot, David Obey and I tied, and Paul Simon came in third, and so he lopped off. In the runoff on the second ballot, David Obey and I tied again. So we went into a third ballot. On the third ballot, I won 121 to 116.